can't miss this.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Always eventful after a weekend. Why we can't have nice things. And it actually takes us back a little bit to last weekend, the weekend before this past one. That would be Easter weekend, which, of course, as we know, consequently fell on 420. And we had an entrepreneur of sorts, a promotional giveaway out there in Houston. That is where an accused drug dealer at this point, accused, is facing charges after he ran an Easter promo.
Oh.
Where he hid weed in plastic eggs. He hid them across Houston and then gave customers hints on where to find them. Really, he only had one egg that had this in it. And it was some random guy and his granddaughter that found it.
Of course it was.
Yeah, but
what could go wrong?
Police already knew about this guy and the thing because, you got to promote a promotion. And they certainly
gotta do your marketing.
Were hot on his trail after he had posted photos of this happening on Facebook. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. So there are a few things better in life, KB, than when you go out to a Mexican restaurant, sit back, order some queso and a margarita. Life is grand. Well, until a snake falls into your drink.
Of course.
Yeah. This all happened to Carletta Andrews in Sanson, Virginia, and was horrified when the slithery beast jumped up and hit her in the forehead. Workers then tried to remove it with a stick, offered Carletta and her husband a new booth. She declined and just wanted to go home and have her nervous breakdown in peace. Thank you very much.
And suddenly she became sober. You better run,
trouble,
run.
Dumb, dumb. You better run, run.
Let's go to Missouri. In fact, Osceola, Missouri, and Osceola police there, St. Clair County detectives have arrested a man who fled from officers at around 95 to 115 miles per hour a couple of Mondays ago. They arrested James Hill of St. Clair County, Missouri. Of course, it's always interesting when they ask him, so why were you doing this? Driving over 100 miles an hour running from us.
Come on.
Because they did catch him, and they always will. James said, I was doing out to test my cousin's theory that police won't chase you if you drive over 100 miles per hour. For science, he proved that theory was not true. So we got to give him that.
It's a hypothesis.
It's all there.
So it's not an easy time to be in the travel industry. Take, for example, those poor Southwest Airlines employees who got upset on a flight Philadelphia to Chicago. One passenger, she wasn't happy. She decided to take off every single stitch of clothing that she had on.
I see.
The company then apologized to customers and eventually had to take the plane out of commission for deep cleaning.
Oh, dear.
She's made some very bad choices, okay?
Come on, Diane.
Diane!
Unfortunate. No, Diane would never do that.
Never.
But when you talk about school superintendents that you wouldn't think would do something, but they did, let us go to Arkansas. Arkansas school superintendent is in a lot of trouble as he is accused of running a child fight club.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I would say more, but you know the first rule of Child Fight Club. You don't tattletale about Child Fight Club.
Prom season has arrived. Flowers, dancing, dressing up, and unfortunately, poor young ladies who do not get the dates of their dreams. Now, who was this? A young woman from Banks County, Georgia, who was turned down by a man she asked to the dance. So she handled things the mature way and made threats against Johnson High School. Police deemed that they were not credible. However, she's still facing a variety of charges.
Diane! Come on! And then finally, I was sent this by a buddy who was traveling to our nation's capital and went to a Washington Nationals baseball game at lovely Nationals Park. Yeah, he was there enjoying it, and all of a sudden saw this on the big Jumbotron, took a picture of it, and sent it to me. it was advertising their post-game fireworks, which is always fun.
Yeah.
Always great right there. Yes. It says post-game fireworks will begin approximately 20 minutes from the following final out. Now, it says, if you or your four-legged friend are not a fan of loud noises, we advise you to exit Nationals Park immediately following the game's conclusion. Yes, they were hosting post-game fireworks.
Seriously?
While they were hosting their bark in the park.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Dum, 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 dum,
talk about a cleanup.